I mean, yeah, sure, it was a little weird, but on the net, it was a positive. Dude, you cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.
Fire it up, baby. Net positive, episode 92.
Ouch, yeah.
92.
What do you want to do for 100, dude?
I don't know. We got to do something. Uh-huh. I was going to say we should do an episode on site somewhere, but where? We didn't know where to go.
Yeah, I don't know where else
to go. Dude, I always talk about going to Daytona. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what are we going to do down there?
Right.
Or go to wherever. Go to somebody's show or like, what are we? I mean, where would we go?
Yeah, I don't know where we would go.
To do a live show.
Yeah, like what would be a...
You go to like a Morgan Wallen concert and in the... But why would we do that?
Right. To talk to Morgan, I guess.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of... Yeah, we would just do... It wouldn't be a live on... You talk about live like with the crowd around.
Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine any place where we would go do that.
Right.
We got a live episode at...
Yeah. I mean, I think we could get there, but I just...
Yeah, we could get there, but like we could tell that like NASCAR people are like a Pitbull concert, mm-hmm. but you're like, why are you guys here?
Right.
And you're like, yeah, we don't know either. If it came up, we would. We got live shows though.
You sure do.
Oh yeah, baby. This weekend are two shows in Greenville, sold out. Knoxville sold out. Huntsville sold out. Or and then rounding out February in Amarillo, Texas, Wichita Falls, Lubbock, Munhall, Pennsylvania sold out. Zanesville, Cleveland. March, we're going to Mobile, New Orleans, Houston, Detroit, sold out, Fort Wayne, Peoria, Buffalo, Toronto, Erie, Durham, North Carolina, Macon, Georgia, Chattanooga. In April, we're in Rochester, St. Paul, Duluth, San Jose, Santa Rosa, Reading, Dayton, Lexington, and we just added some more dates. We'll get into that later. Welcome aboard, everybody. We're fired up and we're gassed up because of you, number one. Hmm. Because of the good listeners and also by the good people over at AG1.
Yes.
I put the pronunciation on the G.
You emphasize the G.
A lot of people say AG1. I say AG1.
Got it.
That's how I do it. Now, they haven't said which one they are. Mm-hmm. But AG1, it's kind of like my favorite country band, El Antebellum.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just like that.
Yes. Yeah,
so. The same exact thing. And I'm sure the people at AG1 would love that comparison.
Well, we can take that if we need to. Take care of your health isn't always easy, but it should be at least simple. It is. That's why for last year, I've been hitting AG1, baby, every day. One scoop mixed in water once a day, every day. And it makes me feel energized and ready to take on the day. What time did you wake up today?
I woke up at 8:05.
8:05. Yeah, I got 8:30.
Nice.
8:30.
I do 8:05 because it makes me know that I got an extra 5 minutes.
You feel better.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Purely each serving of AG1 delivers my daily dose of vitamins, minerals, pre and probiotics, and more. It's powerful, healthy habit. Also, doing your probiotics and antibiotics.
Different.
Antibiotics are when you're sick.
Right.
So you want to fight the biotics. Right?
I think grammatically that makes sense. Scientifically, I don't know.
Probiotics would mean the biotics are in you and you need to reinforce them.
Right.
But when the biotics get too strong, make you sick, you need the anti.
Maybe the biotics get commandeered. They get taken over by evil. Different,
they get the biotics.
You need the probiotics.
I don't know what the biotics are doing inside of you.
There's also prebiotics, are like just they're preparatory biotics.
We didn't even know about biotics.
Are there postbiotics?
We should get into that.
We should figure that out.
We should ask AG1 if they had some did.
All I know is this stuff works and
quality product. We trust them to support whole body health. Easy mornings. I throw some ice in mine. Alex doesn't, mm-hmm. but everybody's different. An essential part.
I feel like that was a diss.
No, I just threw that in there. That's crazy, dude. It's like room temp. Uh-huh. Nah, but you got to get to it. I notice I need more nutrient support than I used to, especially when I hit the road, baby. That's true. AG1 covers all my bases with high quality ingredients. Like, here we go. Prebiotics.
There you go.
And probiotics, adaptogens, antioxidants, and whole food source nutrients. Get in where you fit in, baby. There's one product I'd recommend to elevate my health. It's thinking positive thoughts and drinking a G1. if you want to take ownership of your health and start with AG1. Try AG1 and get free 1 year supply of vitamin D. Get out there.
Yep.
Plus K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase exclusively at drinkag1.com/net positive. That is drinkag1.com/net positive. Or hit the link in the episode description below. Fire it up, baby. We just got off 3 shows at the Ryman.
Dude.
And we're hyped.
First of all, thank you for having us.
Oh, you guys came out.
It was unbelievable.
Yeah, man. Thank you, man. Thank you.
Such a good show.
We had them. I was trying to tell Lydia. I was like, everyone's like, oh, we're out. Look at all these people that are coming. Look at all the, it's sold out. I go, yeah, but I still got to play the game. This isn't the victory parade.
Yeah.
Like, I still got, it's just like, we're in the Super Bowl. Like, yeah, but I got to play. Yep. I still got to play. I wasn't chill. I was like, this is more pressure.
Yes.
I was like, oh, but look at all these people. I go, yeah, I understand that. But I still got to, like, deliver.
Yeah.
Like, one joke could go wrong at the beginning, and this is all going south.
In a weekend where you have 3 shows like that, like one the first day and then 2 the next day.
Yeah.
At what point do you get to go after the last show?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, dude. Cause even when you go out, you're stressed during the day, you go out and you get a big monster laugh at the beginning. It does calm you down.
You settle in.
Yeah. Cause I've done shows where like you never can kind of get settled. And it's like a good show. It's like a good conversation. So you're acknowledging what they are giving you. And you're like, if they're too much or like going crazy, you kind of have to like, and if they're too low, you kind of got to bring all 3 of those shows were on fire.
What was your favorite moment?
I mean, I do the show so it's always a moment that happened only there. And that horse crematorium thing was insane.
Set that up. You talked about it in your story too.
I mean, so I have this bit at the beginning where I talk about in heaven, you ask like here on earth, you go, what do you do for a living? That's the first thing you ask somebody. In heaven, you can't ask that because nobody has a job. So I was like, what do you do for a living? Not as like a Matt Rife, like doing crowd work. It just sets up the bit.
Yeah. You're using an example.
I go, so you do that for a living. I do this. And then we chat about it. And then, so for example, whatever, it's just an example to go into the bit. So this guy goes, I own the horse crematorium.
He was front row center.
Dead serious.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? And I didn't, everybody was like, was that planned? I go, you think that was planned? Why would I bring that guy? And if you plan something, you know, that's like a couple $100
right,
for like an actor and a seat.
Right.
For that joke.
Yeah.
Or like you would pick something better or.
He threw his card on stage.
I go, no way. And he threw his business card on stage. And everybody was like, we could tell that you were like, this is not part of the show.
Yeah.
And that's what, like, if you go to, you know, I guess that's the similar to all the stuff that pops up on TikTok.
Yeah.
This is not part of the show.
Yeah.
That was very funny.
And I leaned over to my dad and was like, front row center. Horse crazy. Business must be good. Dude.
Yeah.
Like,
all right. Dude.
He's doing well.
No, people responded to that. So they go, this has to be like money laundering because how many horses now?
It's like a car wash.
Dude, it was Nashville horse. So this is within 50 miles of here. Mm-hmm. Let's say 100 miles.
Yep.
So how many horses are dying a day?
Right.
And how many horses are dying a day? Does that say?
I'm looking it's up, as you're saying that, I'm looking up just like
everybody
cremation. Yeah, like pet cremation services. Like it's a $1.3 billion industry.
Okay.
So that's all pets, though. It's not just horses.
All right. So, but horses are the biggest.
Right.
Horses are the biggest. I'm just thinking how many horses are dying a day in Nashville? You can't do, if you do one horse a day.
Well, you also got to take into account that not everybody's going to go cremate their horse.
Also true.
Right.
That's and probably.
You seen Yellowstone, dude? Sometimes they just
Dang, pop dude. That thing on the head. And that's why we gave Andrew a mic.
That's why.
Because that, he's seen Yellowstone.
That's exactly what.
All right, let's say 10 horses die a week in within 100 miles of here. So it's a horse. So a pet, you can bury it, right?
Right.
Is that what most people do?
I think so.
With a dog.
I think you bury your dog.
For sure.
You no, you go. You take them to get them put down.
And then what do they do with it? Probably take it to the crematorium.
It's got
to
go somewhere. I mean, this is that's a wild topic.
That's
got
to go to the crematorium.
That's actually totally what it is. They go, the horse goes to the vet and gets put down.
And then they.
We should call the guy.
You got his card.
Hey, dude.
I just found two. It says a large equine crematorium, being horses, can cremate 504 horses per year, 5 days a week.
And it can cost $2,000. All right, this guy's rolling.
So it looks like $2,000 per horse.
So those front row seats.
Dude, that's just one horse.
Yo, no, that guy's crushing it, dude. Yeah. I would go work for him.
He bought the whole front row for one horse.
Yo, this man is out here.
He was like, it's okay. So I'm going to make it back.
How many does he need? I'll make it. How many does he need a week to keep this business on board? But yeah. So no, listen. Think about like...
Wait, dude. On average, a horse's ashes weigh between 16 to 20 kilograms.
Dude. Are you doing the kilograms to pounds?
Yes, dude.
What is it, like 10?
It's like 50 pounds.
That's more.
It's 44 pounds. So it's a 44
that's a bag pounder. That's like a bag of concrete.
It's a wheelbarrow.
That's a bag of concrete for sure.
Yeah, that's not staying on the mantle. That one's going like in the garage.
No, you got to put... All right, so then they... But think about like all the horse racing
right.
in the Kentucky Derby.
Right.
They have to, you wouldn't bury those horses.
No.
That would be more of a, they're so big.
They might bury those horses just because those are like prized horses and you want to have like a resting place for
like Secretariat.
Right.
Huh.
I would bet there's
look,
some
see, look at that. See where Secretariat is buried.
Yeah.
Yeah. There has to be a horse in Lexington. For sure.
Secretariat buried.
Welcome to the podcast, everybody. We're
Claiborne Farm.
Wow.
Every year, hundreds of people come to the Bluegrass to visit a landmark known primarily only to horse people.
Paris.
Secretariat's grave at Claiborne Farm in Paris, just outside of Lexington. There it is.
Wow.
With headstones and everything.
Secretariat. Wow.
Was Secretariat...
You want to get buried, John, or cremated?
Was he buried in a coffin?
Secretariat was buried in
a... Buried for sure. Frozen.
Buried for sure?
Frozen.
Why do you want to get buried? I don't actually get to why people would prefer being buried over cremated.
Nah, dude, I want to in case something happens with Elon and everything, dude. You never know.
Just in case.
my body's gonna be still here. Just
I want to be cremated.
No, it's not. Yeah. It's not if you get buried.
They can go dig it up.
And if my body's still
they have the DNA. If you're cremated, it's over. You're buried, maybe.
I kind of want to be cremated.
You do?
Not kind of. I do want to be cremated.
You do?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like in...
sit on the mantle?
Yeah.
Just look out over everybody.
Secretary was buried in a 6x6 foot oak casket lined with orange silk. So went out better than I will.
Wow.
That sounds spacious. 6x6?
6x6. 6x6.
Actually, that sounds small for
he's
him.
Big. Yeah, he's big. He's bigger than that. Maybe his legs were folded up.
That's what it was.
Or like not folded up, but he's laying down.
Like veal.
Man, you learn so much at the show. Yeah.
That's awesome, dude.
That was a good part of the show. That was a good part of the show because things that happen live are always fun. Like we did the L King joke.
Bro. Yes. I was so happy you said it.
Well, I didn't say, awesome. I just said yeah, anybody drinking? A person was drinking. I was like, don't get too drunk, bullying L King.
Yes.
All I said, I just referenced it.
Perfect.
Yeah, but I was like, it was at the Ryman.
Mm-hmm.
The show was at the Ryman, but I didn't say
which is where L King did that.
Yeah, we didn't support. I think I'm pro L King.
Yeah,
did we say that last week?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, we're with him.
We said this is on brand. We love this.
Yeah,
great.
We need more of this.
Yeah,
yeah. We need more wildness.
Yeah,
yeah. But my fans aren't like on the internet as much as a normal person, I would say.
Yeah, it wasn't a full crowd reaction, but the people who got it, got it.
Got it. Yeah.
Oh, dang, I can't believe he just...
Yeah.
Yeah, good call.
Which is what Andrew's saying is like, it is like a clean show, but I still go for it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, on a couple of the times, you're still like sitting there like, this is a little bit dangerous, which is, I think, what comedy should be.
Well, I think like a great example is like my parents came with me.
Yeah.
So it was me, Maggie, my mom, and my dad.
Yeah.
And it was never a moment where I felt like, oh, my parents aren't going to like this part.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like when you watch a movie and like the sex scene comes on.
You're like, no. Yeah. Yeah. With your parents. I don't care how old you are.
There wasn't that.
Okay. Yeah.
It was just, it was, no, this is great.
But there is looking around, like some people might not.
Yes.
Like it's like Family Guy. Not, it's not the same at all, but I go, you can't watch the whole thing, laugh when I go after all the other things, and then when it's you,
yes,
be mad. Mm-hmm. You can either have that opinion and not come, or come and not have that opinion.
Yes.
You can't come to a comedy. Now, I'm trying to think if somebody like came to a comedy show as like I brought my aunt.
That's on you.
It's a comedy show, yeah, dude.
It's not your job to make sure people don't.
And I read some of those emails or some of those comments sometimes like, man, I feel bad that somebody's night was, but not in there. I mean, there's no nights ruined over the weekend.
Yeah.
The lady, what's crazy is the lady, somebody sent me a photo of a lady wearing a mask.
At the show?
Yeah. And she was the first person to start the standing ovation. And I was like.
The woman in the mask was?
Yes.
Nice.
You never know, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's like, this is unbelievable.
That's great.
Awesome, dude. It's such a gift, man. I feel like to everybody, like if you've never been to a comedy show, you're like, what was that? How?
Yeah.
You go to like a magic show and you're like, how did you do that? That's what it felt like.
It was awesome, man. And Caleb and Derek killed too.
Yeah, dude. Those guys are top tier, man.
So good, man.
Just come out, just firing.
Derek's energy is crazy.
tucked in shirt,
just yelling about Tammy. Just awesome, man.
It's such a unique like comic.
Yes.
That he's like, dude, I like anybody else, you can never tuck in your shirt, but that like that lines up with your what you talk about.
Yeah, I never looked at him with that tucked in shirt and thought he's doing that for a bit. It was just like, no, this man tucks in his shirts. That's who he is.
To jeans.
Yes, to jeans with a belt. Tucked up. Yes. He's like, real tucked.
He came into the green room because he's staying at a hotel there, both of them. And he's like, oh, I thought this was the Ryman, guys. My bad. And he's like, yeah. No, I just thought this was a special. No, but go ahead with your, whatever.
With your paint
with
jeans.
Your t-shirt. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, bro.
What a show.
That was good.
Yeah, it was really awesome. Good, man. I was on the, see what, anything else we need to catch up on? I mean, obviously we got to get into, do we talk about Taylor Swift?
I think we can get to it. What else has been going on in your life?
Well, probably the same type of thing. All right. The Taylor Swift thing with her being in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And Andrew, what did you say?
Oh, like the Barstool take?
Yeah. That it's rigged.
Yeah. It's like a conspiracy theory that the NFL is rigged. Now.
Yeah.
Because?
Well, they were saying like, this is proof that the NFL is rigged. If you think that at the Super Bowl, the Kansas City Chiefs aren't going to win and Taylor Swift isn't going to go down at half field and her and Travis are going to kiss and the confetti's falling and the whole nine yards, you're silly. That's obviously what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Good football analogy there too. Good the nine yards. Very good.
And half field.
Oh. And half, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know half field was a thing. Yeah. But yeah.
What is it called?
Midfield? I don't know.
50-yard line.
50-yard line.
Half field.
Half field. Sure. It is technically at half field.
Yeah. Two things. One, either if you're, I've seen a lot of like alt-right Republican takes about like this is a conspiracy because he's the vaccine guy. She is going to, they're going to win and then everybody, and then she's going to help Biden get elected.
Yep.
Okay. Here's my message to the right.
I'm going to push the mic away. Go ahead.
Yeah.
John?
No, you're going to agree with this. Well, I mean, you think you either, the left is either a brilliant or dumb. You have to choose one.
Oh, okay.
They're like, this is a conspiracy that they've arranged. And then they're like, they are so, whatever angle you want to have the opposition be, they are.
I see.
And they can't be both. Mm-hmm. Like, With the latest time with COVID, you're like, this was a mass conspiracy. And I would get into the Sean Ryan podcast that I was on a little bit. And he was like, I was talking about the military and a conspiracy and he was been in the military. And he goes, they're not that smart.
Who?
The military. Mm. Or like the government is not, you they give them the most credit. Mm-hmm. The right gives the government, because the left is, quote, in charge, who's the president.
Right.
They give them the most credit. These guys are, this was their plan. They organized this, and they're going to use this to infiltrate Taylor Swift to win. They're not that smart. Because mm-hmm. you call them dumb, bumbling idiots. So which are they?
Yeah.
Which are they?
I'm on board with that.
You can't
cherry pick it.
Yeah, you can't cherry pick it. Like, these guys are so brilliant. They've masterminded this plan to have Taylor Swift kiss at the half field, and then they're gonna inject him with the vaccine booster, like
on the podium.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I go,
here's the trophy and the jab.
Yeah, nah. And he wins it all. He's like, I'm gonna vote for Biden, and then we're done. It's like, you can't. And then they're like, but down at the border, they've lost all control. They don't know what they're doing. They have no authority. Like, they can't be both. Mm-hmm. And you can't, like, what are they? What side are they?
So Sean Ryan says,
okay, so Sean Ryan is, which is like a decorated military veteran,
right?
Unbelievable podcast. That was down
great
there.
Show.
Yeah, unbelievable show. So I was down. He's talked to the guys that, you know, interviewed, that killed Bin Laden. He's talked to all of them.
Yeah.
And I go, dude, you know my Bin Laden conspiracy. And all right, so he had in his studio, he has like Bin Laden, like most wanted, like
it's a man cave.
The mannest of man caves, like, yeah. Door frames from when they kicked in, like places to get like bullet, like from all the activity they did in the Middle East.
Yep.
Over the, all those. And I go, the cameras were off like during one of our breaks. That was the longest podcast I've ever. I think it's 6 hours.
You recorded for 6 hours?
I was down there. I met him at 9 and I left at 5.
What?
The whole day. Now, we had breakfast before, but there was a lot of like chatting in between, but we had.
Is it getting cut down?
I don't think so.
Bro.
I know, dude.
Let's go.
I was like, who's listening to this? It is very compelling, though.
Good for you, yeah. Dude. That's awesome.
So I go, we like cried a couple times together. And like in one of the breaks, I was like, all right, dude, can I tell you my Bin Laden conspiracy? I've told it on this podcast mm-hmm. before about like how Bin Laden died in like 2004 and like Obama he died of cancer in like 2004. That raid was all to get Obama reelected and all this stuff. Cause I met a Uber driver from Abbottabad, and that's what he told me in New Jersey.
Yep.
And I was like, I thought this was going to be offensive to him.
Yep.
Because of like all the, and he goes, I told him the whole story and he goes, wouldn't be surprised. And I was like, wait, what?
Like, you were kind of looking for some pushback there?
I thought you were going to be like, oh no, we definitely goes.
Yeah, maybe.
Dude, my mind was blown. He's like, I wouldn't.
So he thinks the government is smart then. He would lean more towards.
He would lean towards like there's other stuff going on that you don't.
They're calculated.
Yes. And that. He said he's not 100%. Obviously, he doesn't believe that. Sure. But he goes, I wouldn't be things like that. He goes, being over there, and I don't want to break his confidentiality.
Yeah,
but he's like, there was things that but he talks about it on the podcast. He's like, we had no business being over there, and war, and like the paramilitary, and like all the. He's like, they run the world.
Yeah,
and starting wars and the business that it is. And dude, it was mind-blowing.
Is it out yet? When does that come out?
Nah, I think it's not out yet.
I gotta listen to that. I don't know. That's one that I'm gonna put on the TV. I'm gonna watch.
Cut out an entire day.
Okay.
Yeah.
Deal.
But it was so if you go, is my angle on Taylor Swift being in the Super Bowl, back to this, is like, you know, like if you're like, I've been oppressed, or I've been lied to, or I've been, life isn't what I thought. My effort would be to absolve myself into thinking that sports is 100% even playing field.
Mm-hmm.
So like I've told you my takes on the WWE, mm-hmm. like it's all fake and you just go to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
So like, instead of being like, this isn't sincere college football, like maybe my goal is to remove myself from like sport Mm-hmm. It's entertainment. Mm-hmm. And if it is that, then they can, all of it's fine.
Yeah.
All of it, of them paying somebody or them wanting to pay off the refs to get in Taylor, that's fine with me.
Yeah.
That doesn't make me mad.
Right.
Because I've removed myself from the purity of this, of all sport, by the way.
Yep.
Watch it for what it is, entertainment. And if that's the case, Taylor Swift being in it is better.
It's a better storyline.
It's a better.
Yeah. So you're saying, are you saying you do this or hypothetically?
That's my, I'm getting to the place where like, hey, none of it, like Samford, where I went to college, small school, because of the transfer portal, we got like some freaks.
Nice.
And we're unbelievable.
Nice.
And if we get to the NCAA tournament, it means a little less because it's not as pure.
Got it.
This guy didn't start as a freshman and now he's a senior and he's led the league. We got this guy from who knows where,
yeah,
and he's just dominating, mm-hmm, because the rules are different now. Mm-hmm. So it's like Alex Rodriguez, when he played for Seattle, couldn't win a World Series for 15 years, played there, moved, got traded to the Yankees, joined Derek Jeter and won. Mm-hmm. It means less. You
sure
can't tell me that if he would have won with Seattle, it would have, right?
Yeah. The story would have been better.
Yeah. Story would have been better there, but it just means less. And
yep,
sport, I think all of it is like, I never had, if you find out that, you know, like in Christianity, when you find out like you're at the beginning, you're like pastor has like some kind of scandal.
Yeah.
And you're like devastated because, mm-hmm, you're like, oh, I thought everyone had pure intentions. And now as I've been a believer for almost 30 years, you're like, oh, I know humans are humans. And if the pastor gets caught in a financial money laundering or whatever, I'd be like, I never put him up to be,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You're like, you're changing your expectations
So if like, if, Travis Kelce, they did pay him or the refs, I'd be like,
yeah,
because right,
you're watching sport like a show.
Yeah, like
where you're just like, let's see what happens this week on the, yeah, NFL.
Yeah,
the Chiefs are playing this week and they better not get screwed again by the refs.
Yeah, and their defensive line. Yeah. If there are others, there's other, and you may not say like the refs are getting paid, but like, you know, Tom Brady with the deflated ball.
Yep,
it's like kind of, why is that a scandal? Because it's not on the field what you thought was happening.
Well, because there's rules.
Yes.
I think, you know what I mean? Like
there's rules.
I think sports organizations have set those expectations for us by giving us a product and saying that we have integrity and it is honest
pure,
and it is pure competition.
Whatever happens out there, we don't know.
Right.
And then when like Atlanta, we got caught piping in crowd noise.
Yeah, that was a tough look.
Very tough look.
Yeah.
So you go, oh, well, that's a quote advantage, or like let's say with the turf, and you go, well, they didn't water the turf this week because they're used to playing on, right? Whatever these.
Right.
Or, and somebody kind of looked the other way to like, do I believe that like Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce are unbelievable?
Right.
They're good.
Of course. Hall of Famers.
It's not like, and devil's advocate in this scenario, if they wanted to have the best storyline ever, it would be the Lions.
Yeah.
The Lions, again, the Lions, that's middle America.
They're America's team.
Blue collar, haven't won in forever, tortured franchise versus Hollywood,
yes,
celebrity. It's like Republican versus Democrat, middle America.
Literally red versus blue.
Hollywood. Mm-hmm. That would be the storyline.
Right.
Why didn't they choose that then?
Right. And to that, you just say, follow the money. And you would say Taylor Swift has brought in over $300 billion this year to the NFL. So let's have her at the Super Bowl.
Yeah. And if you say that, I got no problem with that.
Yeah. I've never had like a favorite team like,
yeah,
that I die hard follow.
Yeah.
And it's made watching sports really easy because it's for like the enjoyment of, I've always said like, I want to see a good game.
Yeah.
Just show me a good game.
I'm a good
but
game.
This yeah. is like a step further than that, which I love.
Yeah.
It's just like, yo, just actually, let's just see what happens.
I'm
in sports
if you,
this week.
It's like,
who cares?
Yeah.
It's fun storylines. Go. Let's see what comes out.
Unfortunately, it's like Canada watching U.S. politics.
It is exactly that, John.
They're like,
great example.
They're like, look at this, dude. The guy, the Trump guy, is like, he's doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody's like in prison, it doesn't affect them. I mean, relatively.
Sure.
Unfortunately, it affects real people's lives.
Right.
So it's a little tougher to watch. Like, if you're a tortured Detroit Lions fan, that depression and sadness as a result of that game is real.
Yep.
Because I've experienced that.
My buddy Alec, down bad this week.
Down bad.
Tough.
And he should be.
Yeah.
So the part of sport and the elation. I went down to watch Samford play, and it's a game where grown men try to put this little orange ball into this hoop.
Yeah.
Silly.
Yeah.
But the feelings were real.
Right.
The feelings of, I would do it again. I had the time of my life.
For sure.
So it's like,
well, it's an escape.
Yeah. And it's the juxtaposition between real and fake. It's like, oh, but that guy caught a pass. I remember in week 18, a guy caught a pass and he was, everybody was celebrating because he got his bonus.
Yeah. It was a performance incentive.
Like $5 million or something like that. And that is real.
Yep.
Or you're like, oh, but this is going to affect his family. Well, that's real.
Big time.
But this is a fake game.
Right.
But there's
real consequences.
Yeah. That's
interesting.
It's a unique thing to watch.
If it is scripted, like they say.
Well, that's
but
real.
But it's got real life consequences.
Well, Taylor Swift is a real person.
For sure.
Is she?
Right. No. Let's segue into our AI conversation.
Oh, yeah. Let's get it. I think people want to say it's all or nothing. Is it all a publicity stunt or is it all real?
Right. I think it's always somewhere in the middle.
It's kind of somewhere in the middle there. And also I'm at peace with that.
Yeah.
I'm good with that.
I mean, we have to be. So,
I mean, but
if you're not, it's a long uphill battle.
Long uphill battle. I'm going to go anti the right twice already in this. Again, I've seen like, listen, we've made fun of San Francisco or their streets and how they're a terrible city. We're calling it a truce. You have to defeat big bad Taylor Swift and Vaccine Man. I go, what? What? You're. Have you seen any of that?
Yes, dude.
You're like, we have to bring her down. That's like, what?
Good luck.
Or.
Why?
We've been pro Taylor Swift the whole time.
I love her, man.
Yeah, we like to support. She's we like crushing. Support her. Yeah, she's killing it. Yeah, but you didn't go to the show, did you?
Taylor Swift show?
Yeah.
No.
See, I'm regretting that because I didn't go at the height.
Yeah, I wish I did.
Like, I wish I would have gone to that
show. I wish
show.
I went to the last Drake tour too. Same thing. It's just it's one of the biggest tours of all time.
It's like, dude, that's somebody
Beyonce's
goes,
same
dude,
deal.
I came to the emotional support tour in Louisville. I was like, yeah, but it wasn't. The Ryman.
Right.
Like that was
the peak.
That was the one. Yeah, or,
it's
yeah,
the crown jewel of
that's
the tour.
The, like, oh, well, I saw it. I, like, if I saw it, oh, I saw it in fall 2024 in Indianapolis. So, like, yeah, but
yeah.
I think the height of it was last spring.
Yeah.
And summer when everybody was just undone over it.
Yeah.
That's was the hysteria was part of the, that was what's made it awesome.
Mm-hmm. So any predictions about Super Bowl with Taylor? Because it looks like she's going to be there. The Swifties have done the math, and it looks they've found out because she has a show in Japan.
Yeah.
But she will be able to, with the time change, make it back for kickoff. Worried.
Well, I think they have gotten what they're going to get no matter what happens in the game.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
If they lose or win, she's going to get tons of... I got no problem with Taylor Swift being involved in the NFL.
Neither do
I. Hey, anybody in the NFL, what else you got for us?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
The Lions were a cool story. And Taylor, what else? I'll wait.
Yeah.
Tell me what's compelling. And when those Chiefs games were on, I was like, is Taylor Swift there? And I'm not even a Taylor Swift guy.
Right.
But that was cooler than what was going on in the field.
Mm-hmm.
It was.
Yeah.
I hate to say it. What else? Everybody knows that the competitive nature of what's going on in the NFL these days is not good.
It's also just, this is the world we live in. Like, celebrity drives economy. Yeah. That's just how it works.
Yeah.
So it's like, get used to it because it's not going to get lessened. It's going to be more and more and more.
It's like you're mad at Donald Trump and then you're like, well, we elected him.
Yeah.
Not we, but we, the, yeah. we chose this.
Yeah.
We chose this.
There's going to be teams next year around the league. And I would guess in other yeah. other sports leagues as well, that will really start to incentivize big yeah. celebrities to come to games.
Dude.
And it's why yeah. I think going to watch a game at, it used to be the Staples Center in LA. Now it's the Crypto, whatever,
yeah,
but
yeah.
That was always a star show. It was always that. Who's courtside today? And they've started to lean into posting on their socials.
Dude, so have the Hawks.
Who's there?
The Atlanta Hawks. They have a Michelob seat for somebody every time.
Yeah. It's going to be more of that.
I got a great question.
Please.
Relative to Taylor Swift being a Chiefs fan, mm-hmm. who is the most annoying celebrity fan of a team? That you dislike that team because that celebrity likes that team.
I have an answer immediately.
Go.
Spike Lee.
Knicks.
Yep.
Hate the Knicks.
Spike Lee, Knicks. I have no stake in the game whatsoever, but I can't stand that.
You don't like him.
Don't like it.
And you don't like the team because of it.
Yeah.
What about...
I love when they lose.
What about Matthew McConaughey?
Yes. That's a good one. Dude. Great one. Yes.
Matthew McConaughey. And I like Texas. UT.
Yeah. I like Texas, but he makes me not want to.
Jack Nicklaus.
Lakers. Yeah. That's a good one. I like the Lakers because.
And I don't mind. I don't think I mind Jack Nicklaus.
Drake and every Toronto team.
Drake and every Toronto team.
Oh, I like Drake.
But I like that because I think that's fun.
Drake sitting courtside at the Raptors games.
I like how he does it because he doesn't play it too cool.
Yeah.
Like he's interacting with the players.
Yeah.
And that's also just because he's cool. So players love him.
Yeah.
So I like it like that. I think that's fun.
Who else? There was that girl that was she was a Kentucky basketball fan. Mm-hmm. Look up that girl. So she's an actress. And she was at every game back in the 5 years ago, maybe.
Justin Bieber and the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Is he?
That did have a run.
Come on.
Ashley Judd. Ashley Judd is a huge.
So she went there.
University of Kentucky. Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
I've seen her doing that.
And you can't say, there she's is. Always at those games.
Oh, wow. She's like getting up and yelling.
And you can't say an alumni, a player alumni.
Right.
That doesn't count.
Doesn't count.
It's
they get a pass.
Who has championed the team? And am I wrong in saying that Matthew McConaughey, this is recent?
Yes.
But he's always been a graduate.
For sure.
Where have you been?
He's been on the sideline a lot over the last couple of years. A lot. But it's also like, dude, that's his environment. I don't blame him at all. That he must feel either. So at home there.
I don't either. I wonder if I'm a good representative of Samford Athletics. They're like, I hope Samford loses because that guy loves him.
Mm. What about, you could be...
That's got to be a good...
You could be Hawks. You could be Braves.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I am. Yeah, I wouldn't say in terms of the top 100, I'm anywhere near.
But you don't think you crack that?
No. I got to get a little bigger to crack that.
Sure.
Everyone's like, John Crist is a fan of them.
Yeah. Got to pass Ludacris and T.I.
Yeah, yeah. Right, I got to get up there. Yeah, man. Yeah, I got to pass T.I., obviously. Most famous Jimmy Georgia Carter. Of all time. I wonder who else is on the... Yeah.
I'm trying to think of other fans who are tied to other celebs that are tied to franchises. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause thinking about the Celtics, thinking about Yankee. Ben Affleck.
Yes.
In the Boston.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, always like that.
With the Red Sox. Curve brim. He's always with the Red Sox. Yes. Right. Yeah. I'm going to go the top five would have to be the ones we just mentioned.
I think so.
Yeah.
That's a really solid list.
I wonder if you put that out. People are going to say things that I was like, I never thought of that one.
Yeah.
But I don't like UT winning just because, but I have no problem with Matthew McConaughey.
No, he's great. All right.
I got a show in Lubbock on Super Bowl Sunday where Patrick Mahomes graduated from Texas Tech.
Oh, wow.
Is that show's even going to happen?
You could get a really cool Super Bowl watching experience if you pick the right spot there. That could be fun.
But I have a show during the game.
Yeah. Bail on it. Somebody else can do it.
Same time as the game?
I think so.
It's tough.
I got to look.
Skip it.
I got to look. I've gotten a lot of DMs. Like, dude, this is during the Super Bowl.
Hey, man, you sure you want to do this? Can we reschedule?
Yeah, can we reschedule? You think we can push to tomorrow? Let's get some clips. What do we got going on?
We got a ton, man.
No, we got a lot of clips.
We got a thick, thick list here. Three C's.
This is one of my favorites. This is a new segment on the show.
Yeah.
Is this real? Or is this a sketch?
Yes.
You watch this, Andrew, and you decide, is this sincere or is this a comedy sketch? Here we go.
I are being charged in a civil charge from the Colorado Securities and Exchange Commission for basically selling millions of dollars worth of cryptocurrency that is deemed worthless by the state. Now, the reason that they're saying that it's worthless is because there is no exit for people who have bought. We launched an exchange. The exchange technology failed. Things went downhill. And from that point forward, we've just been waiting on the Lord literally for a miracle. So the charges are that Caitlin and I pocketed $1.3 million. And I just want to come out and say that those charges are true. So there's been $1.3 million that's been taken out of, I think it was a total of $3.4 million. But out of that $1.3, $500,000 went to the IRS and a few $100,000 went to a home remodel that the Lord told us to do. So how this whole thing started is the Lord told us in 21 to walk away from our marketing company. And he said, I'm going to do a new thing. And then he took us into this cryptocurrency. It was a different cryptocurrency at an index point of time. Well, that cryptocurrency turned out to be a scam. And so the Lord says, give that to them, but also give them a 10X.
I'm holding my
questions. And I'm like, well, where's this liquidity going to come from? And the Lord says, trust me. Mm-hmm. Well, as money is coming in, we would be sowing it. And at first it was hundreds of dollars and thousands of dollars, then tens of thousands of dollars. Money would come in, we tithe, we sow, more money would come in. And so we were just always under the impression that God was going to provide, that the source was never ending, that God was doing a new thing, and that we had nothing to worry about. We sold a cryptocurrency with no clear exit. We did. We took God at his word and sold a cryptocurrency with no clear exit. And so the prosecutors have to take that and say, these people willingly sold a cryptocurrency with no clear exit. What we're praying for and what we're believing for still is that God is going to do a miracle. God is going to work a miracle in the financial sector.
Okay.
Dude, the Lord told us to go into this cryptocurrency. Turns out it was a scam. Dude, I don't know if it was the Lord, man. Yeah. I feel like that's stage one. It was illegal. It was an illegal activity. I don't think the Lord of heaven and earth was like
that. Goes against his brand.
Yeah.
To do something illegal.
It's so not his brand.
Yeah, he wouldn't say that.
It's really off brand for the Lord.
There's a lot of the conversation with the God of the universe is crazy. Like I've felt whatever you want to call the spirit or lead me in a certain direction that would be counter maybe intuitive in terms of, I really think you should call this person or check in on this person or maybe go in this direction versus this. And you go, I think, again, it's not an audible, I am God, dude. Like,
right.
To say that you were just like talking to God and here's what in quotes he was saying to you is crazy. You when you say God told me, we can't argue that.
I've definitely had experiences where I would say I've heard the Lord speak, but like you said, it's not a voice like that. It's,
yeah.
I would describe it as like, it's intuition
and
doesn't feel like I arrived at it myself.
And it's maybe like that is, and then you go, you can look back and you see.
It takes you back for a second. Yeah, it's like, hold on a second. But in this case,
he did.
This is insane.
That's insane. He did own it though.
Well,
he goes, the reports are that 1.3 million were taken. He goes, we did do that.
I'm confused why he put his confession on TikTok. I'm not really sure what the strategy is there. Like, I'd like to talk to his legal team and see what the Lord's telling them, because this is not how it should be done.
Hey, there's some people calling you that you need to probably return their calls.
He's like, I only answer to the Lord. It's like, well, right now you got to answer to the Supreme Court.
God told us.
They're at the door.
Also, they're, hey, you got to answer that immediately. We were just sowing. Sowing
just
means
sowing.
Embezzling, dude. We were just sowing seeds.
Sowing is Christian for embezzling.
I mean, is the same with the, same with the churches that have like an Easter egg helicopter drop. Who are you mad at? The church or the congregants for packing that out. Mm-hmm. Like at some point, the church is like, well, 5,000 people came. So we got the helicopter because y'all want this.
Right.
Somebody got scammed for tickets to my show with in a DM from like a John Christ account for like $5,000.
Yikes.
And I was like, that's not good. And right. I'm so sorry, but.
That's on you. Yeah.
Yeah. If you're listening just audio, my hands are just up like that emoji.
Shrug. Just well, palms up.
So you, shout out to this guy. I couldn't get my roommate to, I couldn't get my roommate to give me $100 to pay my cell phone bill.
1.3 million, is that what he said?
More, dude. He took 1.3.
Right.
He got like
I like that then he explained how taxes are a thing to us. He was like, $500,000 of that. It's like, yeah, dude,
and no, it didn't. But listen, I didn't, okay, some of it did go to the home remodel. Some of it did, I did.
Which the Lord told them to do.
I put a gold-encrusted hot tub in my room, but it's the God told us to.
The Lord telling you to do a home remodel is so funny, dude.
God telling you to do anything that like directly like that.
I was sitting on my couch one morning, sipping my coffee and posting about my quiet time, and all of a sudden, I felt the Lord say,
home remodel.
Ooh.
What? Now? Now, Lord?
I heard him say, don't you think it's getting a little stale in here? Yeah, and like he was right.
Sleeping. It's Samuel and the difference. Come. What? Go to Home Depot. He said it. I heard. That's crazy.
20% off all maple products.
Is it, if you. I don't even know if I'm mad at that. I mean,
I'm baffled.
It's like, dude, you can't be. You can't come to your anybody and ask for prayer because you lost a lot of money in that.
Mm-hmm.
Like when my Facebook got hacked,
yeah,
I was like, this is like a big deal to me, but I understand when I say this to you, to anyone else, they roll their eyes.
That's your bit. I'm not praying for that.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, you lost your Facebook.
No, but
account,
it is, see, it was a lot of money.
It's huge for you.
Yeah, but I understand the nuance of me bringing this to someone else and say I'm stressed. They go,
yeah.
So if you say, dude, I lost $500,000 in giving my pastor a cryptocurrency, you go,
mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I got a mortgage I need to get covered and I got to go clock in. You're not.
I can't believe that he successfully swindled.
I know. That's what I'm trying to say.
$1 million out of his congregation and then couldn't get a video with clean edit points.
Yeah.
Like, what, no, I think, what is that crossfade? Like, what is that?
I think it might have been somebody else.
Oh, somebody cut it the full thing down to this?
I'm sure.
Okay.
I think
this is terrible.
I hope it's not a good edit. What are these crossfades? Everybody's gonna zig on this. I'm zagging.
You're zagging.
Good for him.
Okay.
Respect.
Jail time?
Nah.
Give it all back?
He doesn't have it. Yeah, give it all back. No, he doesn't. I think he lost it all. The crypto. Oh, he has it?
I thought. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, he took that money. You're right. He said he took that money and put it into something else.
I think you can't. I was gonna say, if I was a company and I was hiring, I'd call him.
Mm-hmm.
How did you get this 3.4 million out of these people?
Yeah. Can you lead our sales department?
Can you? Yeah, no, I'm real.
Yeah.
I mean, unfortunately, I don't like that he used God to help him in that transaction. I don't love.
Well, all you got to do is say, God told me to hire you. So,
yeah.
Trump card.
Yeah. He didn't. He told me.
What did he tell you?
Yeah. You're at Home Depot. He told me to hire you.
Yeah.
Good for that guy. I'm going to get him on the
You're
pod.
Doing a home remodel. I'm doing business development. It's the same thing.
Yeah. Good for him.
That's crazy.
Oh.
This is real, by the way.
This is 100% real.
This happened.
Yeah.
It's not a sketch.
But I could do a sketch. I'm going to do a sketch about that.
Yeah. Yeah, dude.
That's correct.
Absolutely.
Oh.
Before we hit more clips.
Hanson shaving.
Our guys.
Let's hit that. I did, for the Ryman Show, I was clean.
Yeah.
Because Hanson shaving.
That's right.
I was styled. Mm-hmm. I had my hair cut.
Yep.
I was properly manicured.
Yes.
And shout out to Hanson shaving, baby. Got it on my countertop and it looks clean.
It does look clean.
Hanson shaving. Family owned aerospace parts manufacturer that's made parts for the International Space Station and the Mars Rover. Now bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience. This razor, I got it, and I got a bunch of blades in my that are unbelievable. It's a unique experience.
It's incredible. I bought one of these for my barber because I brought it to her one day and said, hey, try this on me. Yeah. I've been shaving with it, and it feels amazing. Yeah. Can you do my head with it?
Yeah.
She used it and was like, this is the best razor I've ever had. Really? I would love one of these. And so I got her one for Christmas. That's and like, she uses it for all of her clients.
Dude, the pulling out the – when you get like – you going your head back like this at the barber, mm-hmm. and they pull out the fwing, they could end your life.
Oh, yeah, that's Sweeney Todd.
Immediately. Mm-hmm. Wait, that's what happened in that movie?
Isn't that what that movie is?
I mean, they pull out the whole
right.
It's and like, you're like this.
Yeah.
And when anyone wants to kill you, that's the place.
For sure. When anyone wants to. Dang. Anytime anybody's ever wanted to kill me, that's where they go.
Yeah, that's where they go. Diving razor blades are like diving boards. The longer the board, the more the wobble, baby, wobble. Mm-hmm. The more wobble, the more nicks, cuts, and scrapes. A bad shave isn't a blade problem. It's an extension problem. That's true. If you run your fingers over, you won't even know that it's like a kid could play with this.
I don't know about that.
Well, probably not. That's not in there.
Don't do that.
Not. Yeah. Precision, clog-free design. The best razor, Henson Shaving is wants the best razor, not the best razor business. That means no plastic, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, no planned obsolescence, and affordable. The Henson Razor works with the standard dual edge blades that give you that after, that old school shave with the benefits of the new school tech, baby. Once you own a Henson Razor, you're only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the blades.
Yeah, other companies are getting you with the blades. They're buy the handle, and then blades, we're going to get blades, you coming blades, back with blades. The blades. These guys are like, nah, man.
Dude, if all your buddies, I'm trying to think of when you would be shaving around your buddies, a bachelor party.
Yeah, any type of road trip.
Everybody's pulling out there, and then you go, ace in the pocket, baby. What is that?
Boys, you ever seen one of these?
Oh, yeah. Game over. It's time to say no to subscription and yes to razor that'll last you a lifetime. Visit HensonShaving.com/netpositive to pick the razor for you and use the code netpositive. 2 years worth of blades free with your razor. Just make sure you add them to the cart. It's 100 free blades when you head to HENSON shaving. I think you know how to spell that. Mm-hmm. .com/netpositive and use the code netpositive or the link in the episode description below.
Love it. We have to circle back on some news that happened last week that we discussed because there's been an update
on our boy.
Yep. We got fact checked by the facts.
Chris Young. He's innocent.
Yep.
He's innocent.
Free my man.
Not it. According to the video.
According to the video that was obviously him.
Yeah.
And obviously made it clear that he was not in the wrong.
Yeah. But this is the same as the El King thing. Somebody's down there causing wreaking havoc and getting arrested on Broadway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the Morgan Wallen recipe. That's how you do it.
Yeah.
That's how you get on the charts. Mm-hmm. Everybody's talking about Chris Young. I bet his streams are through the roof.
Yeah. Yeah, I would think so. I also need to apologize. I said he was at Tin Roof. He wasn't. He was at Doghouse.
So, hold on. He was at, that video was at Doghouse.
It's a different deal.
That's not Tin Roof.
No, it's not.
No, I think they saw him and then he followed him to Doghouse.
Ah.
Because they're the ABC guys.
Right.
They're going around doing all the checks.
Got it. Okay.
The video is weird though, because why does he put his
innocent according to the video?
Yeah,
We don't know the full story, but look, if that's the evidence you have, he's innocent.
Well, and clearly they felt the same way. They dismissed everything. All charges dropped.
Oh my bad.
What were you gonna say, Andrew?
Yeah.
But why did he put his? He like reaches his hand out to like stop the guy from like moving forward, and then the dude just like decks him to the ground.
Yeah.
Why did he do that? I don't understand.
No, that's like, what I said. That's what I said. According to the video,
right?
I think there's other things going on.
He put his hand out like he was going to say something.
Yeah,
for sure.
And there's obviously been something that's happened prior to that.
Yeah.
So, I got a conspiracy.
Okay.
If their
Doghouse planted him there.
Ooh.
No. If they wanted, they're taking the Chris Young side. The other conference. Where's the rest of it? Him walking in. Yeah, let us see like the...
release the full tapes.
Yeah, release the tapes.
Yeah.
We saw that part. According to that part, he's innocent. That's what I said.
All right.
According to that part, you should drop all the charges.
Okay.
Whoops.
Yeah, that was like everybody in the comments as soon as that video came out was like, yo, this is crazy.
Yeah. But remember when the Ray Rice, they were like, He's like, a domestic issue. They're like, ah, all good. See you next week at practice. Then they saw the video. They're like, whoa. Holy. Like, you knew.
That was the elevator,
you,
right?
Yeah, the elevator. Yeah, yeah. You said, alleged, that he did all of this. Uh-huh. And they were like, ah, see you at practice. Then we saw it, and he never played again.
Yeah.
You're like, just show us the tape.
It was one of those, like,
show us the tape.
You want to be on dude's side, but yeah. You watch, and you're like, oh. Every time he raises his fist, I have to, like,
I can't. Bro. I can't. Yeah. You're like, oh. You're like, a domestic situation in an elevator, and he prevented her from getting off. And you go, well, that's between them. Hey, it's between them.
And the video is just this.
Hey, you go, yeah. Hey, listen, I've had fights with my significant other.
Yeah.
Nobody, listen.
Who hasn't?
They've been drinking. Mm-hmm. I've been to Vegas before, sure. Or wherever they were. Hey.
Elevators are tight, confined spaces.
Hey, video came out.
They're scary.
Hey, 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 hey. Listen, we cannot condone this type of behavior.
Just KO.
Yeah. The video, yeah, you have to drop all the charges.
Have to.
Yeah, have to. I like Chris Young. He's got a lot of good music.
See you at 10, Chris.
See you at 10. We should have got to this at the beginning.
What's that?
The Ben Rector story.
Yeah.
This is a conspiracy.
Okay. Please, tee it up. Okay.
I tour on the road for a living.
You do.
This video of Ben Rector, and by the way, one of the great live shows that you'll ever see. Mm-hmm. So he has a blind taste test of 5 different kinds of bottled water. He looks like he got Fiji, Dasani, Evian, Aquafina, and what are the other
ones? Aquapana.
And he blind taste tests and nails them all.
All 5. He goes 5 for 5. Like, not even with a struggle. Just sits there and is just like, okay, that one's that one, that one's that one, that one's that one. I think I got it. And they're like, yeah, you got it.
I'm going to call him.
Yeah.
Should I call him?
Yeah.
I'll be like, dude, you're on the pod. And how does this happen?
I need to. A lot of stuff on TikTok is rigged nowadays. I need to know if he.
What
really,
are we asking him?
Ask him real? If this is real, and then ask him how has he curated such an amazing
how
palette?
Is this possible? And I don't believe it.
Yeah.
What's up, dude?
Yo, what up, dude? What are you doing?
I am texting my sister on my computer, and that's it.
Well, dude, we just saw what you're on the podcast. Audio only, though.
I'm on the podcast?
Yeah, because we got to ask you a question about this water. That cannot be real.
It is real. Sorry, I'm going to take out speakerphones to the audios. Yeah, it's real. I don't understand why people don't think that it's real.
No, there's no way, dude. There's no way.
I knew what the brands were beforehand. I don't think I could, like... Like, I was like, okay, I don't know how many there were. If there were like 6. It was like, okay, these are the 6 that exist in this
5
trial.
Yeah, yeah. So you knew what the 5 were.
Dang. Yeah, I did. I don't, if it was true blind,
oh,
I think
just
could only get like 1 or 2. Like, if it was like, this is any, because I mean, like, it could be like,
dude,
Great Value or Zarka or something, or, you know.
Like, hey, don't take shots of Great Value, dude. They sponsor the pod.
I'm searching for like the.
Those are the big ones.
How about
yeah.
That? Poland Springs.
What about the one that comes in the glass thing at the gas station? What's that one?
The glass
Boss?
Thing?
Boss?
Yeah, Boss. You're not, your rider's not that extensive.
No opinion on Boss.
How did he curate this palette?
I think when we did it, I wasn't like, I'm for sure going to get this right, but I thought I might. And then I was very surprised by people's reaction to it, because I think I was just like, what's like, how is this a thing? I get that it's like, oh, that's
what I'm saying, dude. How I don't even know what I do. Water. I couldn't even tell the difference between Coke and Pepsi, dude.
I think, John, my honest take is that is just like a little bit of my curse is that I just am picking up too much like fine, not fine as in good. Just like I'm picking up too much minutia all the time. So like,
that's a good way to say that. Like, as an artist, you're always like, in everything's coming in.
Yeah. Like, if you asked any of the guys in my band or like a mixer I'd work with, they'd be like, that makes sense. Cause I'd be like, hey man,
you're like that. You're like that with music. It's the same, very extreme attention to detail.
Way, way worse. Like, we were doing a song, and like,
that's unbelievable.
The songwriter I did it with, he sort of like produced the track with me.
Yeah.
And he, like, you know, there's like a zillion things in the song, and he sends me like the mix. I'm like, wow. I'm like the fourth round of changes, and I'm like, all right, that's good. Let's print it. And he sends it. And I'm like, hey man, why'd you turn the sub bass up and the claps up? And
yeah.
He was like, how did you hear that? And he was like, I turned them each up a half decibel. And I was like, well, they're louder. Turn them back down. He was like, how is that possible?
I'm yeah, like, I don't dude. Know. That's why you're the best.
But I don't, I'm not saying that like pat myself on the back, isn't that cool? It really is a curse. It's like if I was like, hey John, I want to take you to my favorite restaurant. And like we went and, you know, it's like, this is my favorite chicken sandwich. If it came out and it wasn't exactly the same.
Yeah, send it back.
Yeah, I'd be like, I would never send it back. But like internally. And if I talked up to you,
yeah,
I'd be like, dude, they kind of burned the shallots a little bit, but like it's, imagine it'd be a little better than this. That's you, like,
oh yeah.
If you ask my wife about this, she would be like, oh my gosh. Yes.
You're like, I'm thinking this is unbelievable. And you, and she's like, no, this is a curse for us, our family.
100%. Yeah. She would be nice about it. But if you were like, hey, like,
oh yeah, that makes sense.
It's been like a little too nitpicky. She would like laugh at that.
You know, that little, like, it's like that wood knock, like on that Steady Love.
Uh-huh.
What is that instrument? Then you can't find love forever.
I think you're,
it's like two pieces of wood knocking together. You know what that?
Yeah, so I think it's a clave sample.
But it only happens once in the song. Somebody's like, get that thing in here.
Here. Well, welcome to the sad, like,
not sad existence.
It's actually the same clave sample we used in the song It Would Be You.
Oh yeah.
And I was like, we did that,
it's behind the scenes.
We did both those songs over Zoom, and I was like, hey man, grab a clave. And he was like, what? And I was like, just go get the one from It Would Be You. We pitched it down or up, I can't remember. And it happens more than once, but it's not very much. It happens like twice, maybe.
Yeah, it maybe happens twice. That's always, I was like, dude, that's like a attention to detail that no one else would like.
You just a little finishing a little salt on there. No one's going to be like, that's good finishing salt. But overall, you'll be like, oh, that's a nice feeling.
Well, when you did do this with the water sampling, and whoever is videoing this goes, you're right. The look of surprise, that's how I know it's not fake. You're like,
I think the other thing too is, I think if anybody like watching it, because I think some people were like, that's fake. If anybody knew me in real life, I would sooner like fling myself off a bridge than like be like, ha, funny joke. It's all actually fake. Like I couldn't do that.
If that conspiracy got exposed, like if I just called you, you're like, oh dude, it's fake. That might be the end, dude. That might be the end. I knew you were going to say said, but yeah.
Maybe it would. Maybe people would be like, boo.
Dude, but, get him out of here. That's unbelievable. Dude, we just watched a clip. I was like, let me call him and see. I'll call you after the pod.
Okay.
You're the man, dude.
Okay. Take it easy.
See you, buddy.
Awesome.
There, you heard it from him.
There we go.
There you go.
I believe him.
I believed him the whole time.
I did too. I believed his reaction.
But I couldn't know it. I don't know anything about. I wouldn't know anything about that.
The only one I could probably pick out of that is Dasani. It also, it
really
makes, yeah, Dasani's tough. It, wow. It also is like him knowing what the five choices were definitely helps. Because if he was, like he was saying, going true blind on that, and he was just all the bottled waters, that would be
acceptable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hose.
Right.
Yeah.
Hose.
Yeah. Hose water.
Dude, that would be a sick brand.
Hose.
Dude. Hose water.
Dude, hose.
Does hose water taste good? It does.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, also, do you have to pay for that? Could you bottle that? You couldn't sell it.
Could you bottle?
You couldn't sell it.
No, dude, that's so illegal. Think about the risk if people get sick.
Hose water.
What if you did, it was hose, but you put an accent over the E, so it was Jose water.
Hose water is crazy.
Like how Evian is naive backwards.
Dude, can we have bottled water as a hose?
I guess.
We can make it. We can make a logo
okay.
And have it on the pod.
All right, cool.
Hose water.
Let's do it.
How's it spelled?
I think H-O-S-E with a with an accent.
Jose.
H-O-S-E. No, H-O with an accent, S-E.
Host
water.
Host water. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to take it around town. Oh, you never heard of this?
I love it. Yeah. Oh, you don't drink host? Bro.
I'm going to take that into the Soho house for sure.
Definitely. This is from the spigot.
Oh, man. Hose.
Drink it. Water.
Let's get to the slogan is just water.
That's the whole hose, that's the tagline.
Hose water.
Yeah.
Hose water.
I love it. Where do you want to go here, bro? We're crushing right now.
Go to that Bobby Altoff clip.
Okay.
So funny. People are going to come down. Let's just present this with no context.
Just throw it up there and let's roll.
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go.
It's like, do I need to put a rod down before I set my thing here?
No.
Are you sure?
Yep.
Is it going to leave a stain?
Stainless steel.
Does that mean it's literally stainless?
Stainless.
Is that what everything, stains less?
Exactly.
Wait, really? What does that mean?
It doesn't stain.
Or it stains less?
No, it's stainless means zero.
So stainless.
I don't know. I dropped out of high school. I tell you that.
I can tell about
it. I'm going to leave it to you.
Wait, but really, I'm asking.
All right, don't forget, this pan is really hot.
I haven't.
I don't want you to burn yourself.
I'm not new to this. I haven't gotten over the fact that does stainless mean that it's not going to stain? Is that why you have stainless steel everywhere?
It's never going to stain.
Ever.
Yeah. I'm a stainless consultant.
That's amazing. I just put my hot pan down on here and I'm of it. Okay, now we have to touch. I'm not done cooking mine yet, Bobby. So what you have to, this is,
you like
wanna
know how it,
yeah, I guess. Okay, so listen.
Where is this going? That's so stainless.
He threw her off big time. Not
she threw him off.
No, I think he threw her off by enunciating stainless.
And then she goes, stainless.
She got it originally. He was like, no, it doesn't stain. It's stainless. And she goes, oh, so that's what. And then he goes, stainless. And she goes, well, stain. Is it less stain or is it never staining? And then he just wanted to get out of it because he didn't like the bit.
Yeah, he was like, I don't know.
He was like, we got to cook this.
No, he got out of it because he's like, oh, you're doing a bit.
Yes.
Yeah. And he's like, I'm not here for bits.
No, he's
I'm here to cook.
I'm a chef.
Yeah. He's like, oh, you're very funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stainless.
Stainless.
But so it does stain, but less. Right?
No, it doesn't stain.
He said it.
No, it I know. I know.
Yeah, yes.
Stainless.
Yes.
This, hey, check out this. What is it? What you say? It's steel.
Stainless steel.
Yeah. So this steel stains less.
Right. Meaning never.
Yeah. But if he said this steel stains less.
Right.
That's not stainless.
Right.
Sure.
No, I'm not doing a bit. I'm doing this exact same bit.
Who's on first?
Stainless. Stainless steel means it's impossible to stain. This clothing stains less.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning this, yeah.
Right.
They just stumbled into that.
Oh, yeah.
It's unbelievable. Stainless.
Do you get it?
Yes.
I don't know, dude.
Do I get it? What do you mean, do I get it?
I don't get it. What the heck is that?
Stainless steel cannot be stained.
Right.
Yeah.
Good. Stain space bar less.
Right.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I get
the
it.
The space bar makes it. Yeah, all right. I get it.
It stains less. But it's stainless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She should have used less lip stain there. Yeah. But anyways.
Hey. Oh.
Where do you want to go?
She looks good. I like her hair like that.
Love you, Bobby. You look great.
What is he doing?
Pick one, dude. This is so. This is
Alex Hermosa.
We've said fully loaded episode before. Fully loaded.
This is what we have when we have a couple guest episodes.
Yes.
Or chambered up.
And we're going to rock them all,
oh,
too.
This guy's awesome.
Hold on, let me start over. Here we go.
All right, hold on. Pause.
You want to cue this one up?
First of all, I got to make a bit about this or something because the wellness community has gone mental.
Out of control.
The wellness community is gone mental.
They need to be taken down a few
Let's
pegs.
Just talk about, let's talk about the wellness community on going in the Ben Rector vein water.
Yeah.
I drink tap water. Oh, I drink filtered water. Oh, you filter your water? I drink electrolyte infused water. Oh, I drink water that I actually boil and play Joe Rogan podcast and the heat of it. And I put that into the water overnight. So it's synthesized. Oh, my water is distilled. I actually run my water through a virgin lamb and then have it urinated out and purified because the lamb is more connected. Oh, what I do is I do an upside down enema with water that I've prayed over. And then I've sent it off to the Mongolian Alps and they sent it back purified while run through the hands of monks. It does never ends.
Yeah.
It never ends. The wellness community, let's take wellness community on, I mean, it could be any topic on air.
Yep.
Oh, I just breathe air. Not me. What I do is I have a, it just keeps going. So the air you have, you don't like, I have a humidifier.
Right.
That's one step. Maybe somebody's like, well, I snore and I can't get clean air and I humidify because I live in this apartment and there's.
I have a humidifier.
Good.
Yep.
Oh, I actually have one of those things in my office that, what are those things called?
Diffuser.
A diffuser.
Yep.
Oh, I actually diffuse mine and coming out of, I run it through a SoundCloud of memoirs written by Brené Brown. So it'll come out more vulnerable or like, there's like a million different, it just keeps going. Right. And they're like, oh, you do that?
Yeah.
And then it just keeps.
One up.
Oh, we've talked about this before. Go to the sauna at the Soho House and sit in there for 20 minutes and the topics that come up related to the wellness are absurd. I do a cold shower. I do an ice bath. I actually do an upside down ice bath and I have a straw that I breathe out of. Oh, what I do, I actually freeze my body overnight when I sleep. I'm in a cryogenic chamber. Oh, I actually I freeze my organs once they go inside. Oh, it's just.
I brought up Huberman ironically the other day.
Yes, yes.
And
yes,
it sparked a conversation that went off. And I was just like, I have to leave. I can't do this.
That Huberman podcast with the guy that makes music.
Rick Rubin.
The guy that makes music, by the way. He's like, I go out to the beach with as little clothes as possible so I can get as much vitamin D in. And then he was like, I met like a skin doctor. What are they called? Dermatologist.
Yeah.
And he was like, you shouldn't do that. And he's like, well, and then he like told him that his whole career was wrong. I was like, this is absurd, dude. This is absurd.
It's insane, man.
The wellness community has gone, oh, you have what is it? The light to you wear sunglasses to protect from the sun.
Yeah. UVs.
And then he's like, well, I don't use sunglasses because I get the most sun and that's better vitamin D. And you're like, dude, where does it end?
Yep.
Where does it end? And this video is that.
Here we go.
All right. First of all, this guy is wearing a, what is he wearing?
Nasal strip.
He's wearing a nasal strip. Okay. Here we go.
Dude, life's so much more chill. You just. You sit there and breathe. Everybody's catching their breath all the time. I'm not. I'm like, dude, I breathed like 6 minutes ago. I'm good. I'm chilling. I had Jacob try him on, and he was like, dude, it's mellow. Everything's just a little bit more mellow when you just don't have to like, dude, more oxygen in your brain? Tell me how that's a bad idea. Tell me how that's going to make your life worse. If you don't breathe, you die. So the opposite of that is that you live.
Well, you're wearing a nasal strip.
Yeah, you're not changing the world, dude.
You're outside.
Mm-hmm.
Also, is it you're not breathing? That's through your mouth.
Who's doing that,
that's
by the way?
That's through your mouth.
Dogs. You're imitating dogs.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Yeah,
that's He's like, how you dogs have to breathe. This is... Now, if you said, I got a... like, have you ever gone in like an oxygen bar?
No.
And it's like they put pure oxygen and it's like... It is like... It's like...
It's kind of euphoric, right?
Yeah, kind of like going to the chiropractor. You come out, like they kind of have them like around bars.
Yeah.
Like you're putting a nasal strip on.
Yeah, it's, dude, you're breathing. That's good for you. Yes, more oxygen. Yes, that's good for you. Yeah, also,
yes.
Like,
yes, 100%. Also,
it doesn't change your life.
It doesn't, you're not like, I took a breath 6 minutes ago.
Yes, dude.
That's true.
They sell these at CVS and have for 100 years.
100 years. And this one just has a brand on it.
Mm-hmm.
And, dude, you go.
How much you want to bet it's his brand?
100%. He said, and then you can go, dude, you going, I just know the energy of this so much. You go around the wellness community with this.
Yes.
And that's the W.
Dude, it's like the...
That's the W.
It's the optimization conversation we had the other day. Yes. Where it's like everybody's just looking for like the, oh, how do you further optimize what you do? It's like you're... We're at a point where we're able to worry about such little improvements in our life.
We need a war.
How blessed are we? Yeah. Yeah. We do. Yeah. Well, there's like, some going on.
There's
we're actually, not jumping in yet, but
no, No, we like
there's the, games we can play if we want.
No, we can't, for sure.
They're putting up shots.
I like the I was listening to a podcast and he was talking about optimizing life.
Yeah.
And you go, it's interesting about like he said, like about money and your health. I'm like, you could be in the run a marathon or an Ironman, but you're going to lose socially.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to lose relationally.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to lose financially, right? That so to optimize that one to 100% is at the risk of the other ones.
Of course.
And if you want to optimize, he's like, he was talking about time with his kids. He's like, between 0 and 12, these kids think I hung the moon. Come 13 to 18, these kids want nothing to do with me.
Mm-hmm.
So prioritize that. Or he's like, money. He's like, would you rather right now, would you does anyone want to switch lives with Warren Buffett? And everybody would say, no.
Right.
Said, why not? That dude has the most billions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but he's 90.
Mm-hmm.
So the money is worth more now
right.
than it would be then.
Less money is worth now than more money would be then.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the time and the relationships and the money is like, mm-hmm. we could go after all the money,
mm-hmm.
but we would lose in relationships, in personal life, in probably enjoyment. But if you wanted to optimize it 100% for that,
mm-hmm.
go for it. They would argue that the whole life optimization would be off.
Yeah.
So that guy is optimizing. He's not taking into account that he looks like an idiot. And he looks like insane.
Yeah.
Dude, you're losing all your friends because of this.
It's so dumb.
That's
dude.
Crazy.
It's so dumb
dude.
That there's an entire industry that is just founded profiting. On that type. Yeah, profiting big time on stuff
big
like that.
Big time. Where you go, like, you go, I mean, I feel a little bit lethargic.
Mm-hmm.
And you go, all right. Let's see if you can get some vitamins, some AG1. You're mm-hmm. like, oh, what I do is I reverse osmosis. You're like, dude, go to work.
Mm-hmm.
We got a job. You're like, I can't optimize this much here.
Yeah.
What I can do is twice a week, work out for 20 minutes and get on the treadmill.
Mm-hmm.
That's about the extent of the physical optimization I'm doing.
Yeah.
That's about, like, I could take all the private gigs for all the money. Mm-hmm. And I was like, but I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
I want to hang out with my girlfriend.
Yeah.
More than that.
Yeah.
That's it. we got to get to the biggest controversy of the whole week.
What's up?
The lean.
The lean, dude.
Dude, this is wild.
This
dude.
Caught me off guard. All right,
we want to do this. With this, we'll end on this one.
All right, let's just, you want to just play it?
Yeah.
You guys, I just learned about the American lean. Okay, let me tell you something. Apparently, in the CIA, when they get the Americans, they teach them how to unlean on things. Because we'd be like on a chair, on a wall, constantly. Like you put anything near them and we'll want to lean on it. Like automatically. And I've noticed this about myself in the metro. Like I've been leaning on the walls and I'm like, is nobody else leaning? No, but then when I do it around other people, they like, I feel like I get like weird looks from it. And I've always been like kind of a little bit like self-conscious about it because I'm like, should I not be this chill? Like, is this more like of a sit-up straight conversation? No, but I'm always like, you know?
Leaning over.
Why is that? Why do we do that? Is it like a lazy thing? Or are we just a bunch of fuck?
Dang, dude.
I've never thought about that.
I've been doing that.
Yeah. Big leaner.
Dude, at the VIP party after the show,
mm-hmm.
there's the cocktail tables.
Yeah.
Lean on it.
To lean.
And then there's walls or the bar.
Yeah.
I'll be looking for something to lean on.
Since I've seen this, I have noticed I am chronically leaning.
I bet. I wonder if there's like a room. Let's say there's a whole room. Mm-hmm. And there's walls. Did you gravitate toward the wall to lean on it?
I definitely do.
Like at a club, either the dance floor,
right,
versus the you're leaning. It's like an insecurity,
right?
Leaning. I mean, I'm leaning on this table. I'm leaning on this chair.
On this table right now.
What I just stand? That's got to be. But it's like, why are our bodies weak, or is it more of a mental thing?
I don't know. I have thought a ton about this. I think it's a physical thing.
Is it American? You're saying it's American.
Yeah.
But you know how like in Asian countries, they like squat.
Right.
Have you ever seen that?
Yes.
Like when they like, they're on the curb smoking a cigarette. Why are you squatting like that?
Right.
I never have seen that. It doesn't feel comfortable to me.
That's a great comparison.
You're like, what? But we never do that here. If I saw someone doing that, I'd be like, what are you doing?
I think most Americans would have trouble physically even doing that.
I would.
Yeah.
It's like, you have to be very flexible to do that. Mm-hmm. But I guess your body, can you bring up a photo of that?
Yeah.
I don't even know how you look that up. The
Asian squat.
Yeah, there you
pose.
Go. Pose, yeah. Oh, there's videos about it, I'm sure.
I hesitate to go to images, but here we go. Yeah, there it is.
That's it. Yeah, those guys right there.
They're just chilling. Doing an interview on a boardwalk.
Improved mobility. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like they're out. That guy right there.
That guy reading the paper.
Why can't everyone do the Asian squat? Those guys, yeah.
Yeah.
They're just chilling.
Just hanging out.
Versus sitting. Mm-hmm. But you know how if you have bad posture, you put your in that that thing, it straightens you up, and then your back muscles get stronger, and then you're good.
Yep.
Because you're like, if you're weak, mm-hmm. you're like something to lean against. To just stand. I wonder how long you stand until you die.
That's a great question.
It's like a Mr. Beast video.
How long do you think you could?
Mr. Beast video.
How long do you think you could go?
You can't go more than 24 hours. There's no way.
More than 24 hours? You don't think you could do more than 24 hours?
I couldn't. Do you have to, can you move?
No, you have to just stand.
Oh, you know.
Just standing.
Not one more than 24 hours.
Longest time standing. Oh, no, that's on a globe.
On a globe? What? Yeah, I wouldn't say. How long can you stand? What's the longest standing Guinness World Record?
Longest time standing up.
Versus, I got to find something to lean on. A wall,
right.
A bar, something.
Motionless.
24 hours. Yeah, all right.
Yeah, there you go. With a...
Ashinkanthali Senshu Babu.
Pretty good.
Stood motionless in Mahatma Gandhi's posture with a stick, leaning mm-hmm. for 25 hours. I told you. 35 hours and then 37 hours in 2000. Oh, you beat his own record.
Oh, wow. So 37 hours, so a day and a half.
It's got to be your mental state. I mean, your body, your legs.
I would assume your knees are just trash.
Just in an airport, you're looking around, you go, I got to sit, right? I got to lean. Mm-hmm. It's
25 hours, man.
Now, I never thought about this girl is that it's American.
I think that's what fascinates me.
The American lean.
Yeah.
I wonder if I go to other countries, I'm going to look if they're leaning.
I'm going to pay attention.
If you find a wall or a column or something like that, and you got, I'm going to lean up against it. Yeah. I would feel more comfortable in a conversation.
Leaning.
Just standing versus if there was a bar or a tabletop mm-hmm. or a cocktail table that I could lean on, I would feel more confident.
I find myself doing it most in scenarios just like this. I'm leaning on my left arm right now.
Yeah.
Versus more than I should be.
This.
Versus lean.
Yeah.
Versus this.
I feel like it's cooler.
I feel like it's definitely cool. That's why she's like, are we just chill like that?
It's like smoking a cigarette.
We're just cool, man.
It's cool.
Whole country's just leaning.
Yeah.
Just chilling, bro.
Hey, well, because if you're leaning, you ain't worried.
You're not worried at all.
You ain't got no adversaries. I'm leaning, bro. I'm relaxed.
Yeah. What are you going to stand up straight? What are you afraid?
Yeah, I'm not scared.
What, you think something's going
to
happen?
Yo, hey, John, I need to talk to you for something. Yo, I'm leaning, bro.
I'm chilling.
You see me right now? Do I look worried?
You can tell me anything.
Leaning.
Go ahead. I'm leaning.
That's perfect.
The American lean, dude.
Yeah, let's go with it. All right. We got to get to one or two of those emails. Then we'll get out of here.
Yeah, we got a couple good ones. This was about last week, right?
Yeah, we talked a lot about not being able to read.
Yes.
People not knowing how to read.
Right.
And we got some good insight for people that couldn't read 100.
Yes. And as always, we'll keep these anonymous.
Yeah.
Hit it. So here we are. This week, you guys were talking about people who can't read in English. And I wanted to let you know, my mom has never been able to read English, but has lived most of her life in America. Wow. She grew up in Central America, moved here when she was a teen, but never learned how to read in English. I will say she does need someone to read letters and cards that come to her in the mail, understandably. As for directions, she has never used her GPS. Someone has to put the address in for her. Okay. And even then, she's not a fan. She will typically have someone write out the address or have them spell out what to write. And then she will just match the letters on the page with what the street signs say.
So like visually.
She sees like, this shape and that shape match.
It's like memory.
Yes.
But she's not reading.
Right.
Dang.
Which so you could probably argue that is reading.
If you say, hey,
that
take
is
me
reading.
To take me to Elm Street, and you go spell that. You go E L M. You don't know that's Elm,
right?
But you know E L. You know the alphabet.
Yeah, I would argue you that know, is exactly what reading is, though. Now that I'm thinking about this, that is
that's reading. Reading.
Yeah, you're reading.
No, but you don't.
Your
know
mom what... reads. Your mom can read.
Yo, your mom can read.
Sorry that we have to break that to you. Here you in say, this way, but
take me down to Broadway.
Yeah,
and you go spell it.
Right. Well, write they, no, write it. Write it so I can see it. Verbally spelling it doesn't help.
Oh, yeah.
That's the thing. She
no, but she knows what
see
A
it.
Is. So if you say type the ABCs, she could do it.
Does she?
Right.
Match the letters on the page with what the street signs say, or we have to give specific landmarks to let her know when to turn, et cetera. It's a whole thing. She does work full time at the grocery store as well.
What? How do you work it at the grocery store, dude?
And has been there for the last 15 years
and
or so.
And can't read.
And even then has managed to get by without being able to read English.
Hold on.
No, she can kind of read, though, is what it sounds like.
She can read.
She's 65, no, by the way.
But all right. So if I'm not on Shakespeare and War and Peace and the New King James Version of the Bible, I'm not going to comprehend that. So everybody's on the scale of 0 to 100.
Well, she can read at the level of she can see a word and then recognize the word.
That's reading.
That's reading. Because when you put a kid in a car seat and you drive down the street and they see a sign that says horse.
Yeah.
It's one of the few words that they have memorized.
Horse.
So they can see it and they go, horse, mom.
Yeah.
Oh, horse. You're reading horse.
And there's not a picture of a horse.
Right.
They go, that's a horse.
That's reading.
That's like elementary reading.
Yes.
Yeah.
So she can read, but she has a very small vocabulary.
So I can read. Put some of that up in Spanish.
Okay.
I can read it.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what the, like,
let's do this. Here. What's this word?
Caballo.
Right. You read it.
It's a horse.
Yep.
I know what that is because I know I can read Spanish.
Okay.
So if you say like some word in Spanish, I don't know what the word means. Mariposa. It's like ant or something, isn't it?
Butterfly.
Butterfly. All right. So I know I can read,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know what that is.
Right.
That's what she's doing.
You can read, but you can't comprehend.
There you go.
That's it.
So she can read.
Yeah.
Well, maybe she can't.
Well, she can only read what's in front of her.
I can read Spanish. A whole novel in Spanish. And then after you go, tell me what this was about. I would go, there was a guy, Jose. He seemed to be in it a lot.
Yeah.
Or like he was a
probably main character energy.
I'm guessing Jose was the main character.
Yeah.
And then I pieced together a mountain.
Yeah.
And there was a woman.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what it was, but I couldn't comprehend, but I could read it.
Little comprehension.
But what I can't read is Mandarin.
Right.
I can't even, those are different.
Because you don't know the letters.
But English to Spanish are the same letters.
Right.
So she can read.
Yeah.
If she can read in Spanish?
Has to be able to read
Spanish. So she can read, but she just doesn't, I can read Spanish. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not reading. What's the next one?
Yeah, she's kind of reading there.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Your mom reads.
Yeah, she reads. She be reading, dude.
Your mom be reading.
She's not leaning.
Your mom.
But she be reading.
Be reading.
Yeah.
And if she is working at the grocery store and leaning,
mm-hmm.
she needs the boss going to have a talk with her.
All right, here we go. Next one. Just listened to this week's episode and wanted to write in. I was homeschooled. Good start. But because of some.
Dude.
What? Sorry. What? It's a good start.
The start was good. That's all I'm saying.
I don't think this goes in that direction, but yeah.
I was homeschooled, but because of some family incidences, my 9 siblings and I were left with a severe lack of education.
Pause right there. All 9? What was
they
the
went
incident?
0-9?
What was the incident?
Oh, God.
What, some what? Hold on. I don't want to get into this too deep, but she's because of what?
I was homeschooled.
Okay.
But because of some family incidences, my 9 siblings and I were left with a severe lack of education.
Okay.
More than one incident. So, I mean.
9 at least. But it's an incident. That's like they couldn't afford the books. Or what do you mean incident that 9 people couldn't read? That's more of a lifestyle. It's not an incident. I mean, that's more of a generational.
You're like, it sounds like some choices.
An incident is like dad lost his job and we couldn't afford the books that year.
Yeah.
Because of some family incident, and we're probably ignorant on this topic, and it's probably something serious.
Of course we are, for sure. We definitely are.
Like every week on this podcast.
Yeah, sorry. Okay. But
because of some family incidences.
We're having fun.
They can't read.
I have a really hard time reading/writing,
okay,
which is hard in social situations.
Not great for the homeschool community.
Not a good look.
It's not a good look for us. But there's a lot of people in public school that can't read also.
Absolutely.
So probably more.
Menus are a big source of anxiety for me.
Okay.
I would be able to read simple things like chicken tenders. Okay. That's what Andrew was talking about.
So she can see it.
She can recognize it.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of times when I would like to try something more adventurous, but I'm unable to read it.
Yeah.
So she's just familiar with like what's on the menu.
Okay. Like that's like recognizing shapes.
Yes, exactly. Essence.
Yeah.
Which
or, you know, chicken, like pollo, you're like, if I go to a Mexican restaurant, I go, I know this is chickens involved in this.
Yes.
I don't know the spices and the organization, how the all stuff, but I know chicken.
Yeah. If I asked, so you could tell me that's a chicken taco, but if I said what's in it, you'd be like,
you're just
chicken for sure, but that's all I know.
Us going to a Mexican restaurant, we're just kind of chancing it.
Sure.
And I would look at I'm talking about a real, like, authentic Mexican restaurant.
Right.
And you go, I'm going to need some help here, or what's your favorite thing on here? Or I like chicken. It'd point me in the right direction.
Right.
I don't know all the words.
Right.
But I don't know all the words in English.
Right.
Not 100% of them, but keep going. That's good.
I'm in massage therapy school, and I would be lost without resources like speech to text and Speechify, but it is still a daily struggle.
Not good for the massage therapy community.
Tough, just dragging communities down.
Look.
I find myself
graduating, can't read.
I find myself either lying to people and saying that I have dyslexia, that's a great cover. We'll play it.
That's what we were asking for.
Yeah.
So you go into restaurants and you go, this is a little bit tricky. This limits me. Because I want to order other stuff,
yes,
but I can't read.
Which hurts my heart to hear that.
Yes.
I want to be there to help
you.
We'll
take her out to dinner. Is it a girl or a guy?
It's a girl.
We'll take her to dinner. We'll read for her.
I find myself either lying to people and saying I have dyslexia or being way too open with people about my childhood.
By evidence, like this email.
I'm just being like, so there were some incidences.
For 9 years.
At every restaurant, to every waiter you ever meet. I recently started counseling. Good for you.
Good for
and
you.
I am learning to just say, hey, I'm human and I don't know. Good for you. I love that for you. I look forward to the pod every week.
That's keep unbelievable.
Hey, good for you. I love this journey.
I love that. I love that whole thing.
Growth.
I was on a date with a girl one time and she, I think I've told this story in here. This is back in 2000.
I'll let you know.
13. And she had like a limp.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, are you walking with a limp?
Uh-huh.
That's not a comedian's brain work. If somebody has like a scar, I'd be like, what's that scar?
Yeah.
And they say, you're like, you're not supposed to talk about that. I
have to.
She goes, I have like very, very slight, like cerebral palsy.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, thanks for bringing that up. So now it's done.
Nice.
She's like, hey, I have this, like 1% of it. I'm mm-hmm. barely walking with a limp. And now it holds no, like imagine your therapist, you got so confident, you're like, I can't read.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, so help me with the thing.
Right.
I can't read.
Mm-hmm.
But imagine how much, that's the beauty of like, look, we're ending this on a positive note.
Yeah, dude.
Like imagine like the shame that you carry around, but it happened to you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the family instance was.
Right.
But that's like, all right, I'm 20
mm-hmm.
and I can't read.
Let's start there.
Here we are.
Yeah.
And if someone came in, they'd be like, dude, that's freaking awesome. Good for you.
Yes.
For saying that. Here we go.
Yeah.
How can we help?
I'm happy we read that email.
What if you just, everybody really got good to that? That's unbelievable. Hey, I can't read.
Just honesty.
It happened to you.
This is me.
What do you? It's not your fault. I mean, it could become your fault eventually.
Yeah.
But you're like, all right, but if you're like that, so that was my childhood.
Yeah.
This is the cards I have. Hey, or to your best friend, hey, I'm gonna be honest with you. I read at a third grade level. So if you see me struggling with some things or like, I just know I'm like working on it, but like, I can't read that well.
Yep.
I would be like,
got you.
Let me know how I can help.
Anytime.
I can read.
Yep.
So hang with me and I'll protect you.
And that's the platform that we're running on this year.
Oh, yeah, dude.
That's what you're going to get.
Oh, yeah. When you,
if you're, this fall.
If you're on Spotify, that is somebody brought that to the show. It's Chris Lagos 2024.
Lagos.
Shoot, man, my bad. I'm reading it with the A.
You're putting the emphasis on
Make
the
America
A.
Positive.
It's like hose
again.
Water.
No, it's like Jose. Yeah. Lagos. I know. Yeah, I was reading it.
There
yeah.
it is.
Make America Positive again. Do we have that? Oh, let me see if I have it.
What?
On my tagged photos. So we can shout out this girl's name.
Yeah.
I don't know if shirt, I have man. It. Unbelievable shirt. Do I have that? Somebody brought it by the meet and greet. Surely I have it in here somewhere. I don't think I do. But she wanted a shout out on the podcast, and I don't.
Oh, while you look for that, the two people who sent in a onesie
oh, yeah.
for my coming daughter.
Yeah.
And an Amish dress for my
unbelievable.
Daughter. Thank you so much.
That's an
the
unbelievable
sweetest
gift.
Thing ever. I cried over it with my wife when I got home. Thank you. It is really, really cool. And I'm so grateful for you.
I couldn't imagine I couldn't imagine that Amish girl dress is crazy.
It's so sweet.
I can't even imagine that's an unbelievable gift.
So sweet.
Somebody man. From the Amish community sent you in. That doesn't yep. break any of their rules.
Mail?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I think snail mail is
somebody,
good.
Somebody knocked on my door with a horse outside. Like, we have a gift for you. Like, dang.
They read a scroll.
Oh, yeah. Boom. I mentioned at the big announcement at the show.
Yeah.
That I will be the voice of the BNA airport. Yeah, dude.
I love that.
Hey, BNA, what's going on? I'm comedian John Crist. I'm just kidding.
Did you do a
like
voice
that.
On it?
I did it in here.
You did?
No, I did. I do. Yeah, you were
with Andrew, right?
Yeah. No, I didn't do a voice on it.
So we did. This one now with you.
Yeah.
And the one prior that we had done that we also recorded and produced was Taylor Lewan from
really?
Bussin' with the Boys.
Oh,
so we've done two of those now.
No,
I think it's hilarious.
Dude, you got a hotbed coming out of here. Yeah, I heard Sean Johnson on there. I hear Kelly Pickler a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I hear Brad Paisley.
Yep.
If you ever flown into the BNA, there's some celebrity. If you fly into Atlanta, it's the mayor.
Mm-hmm.
This is Mayor Kasim Reed. I'm saying, you know, baggage claim is on level 3.
Yep.
And now it's me.
Yeah, dude.
There's no going higher than that.
No, I think that's it. You peaked.
I think we peaked.
Probably just hang it up.
Let's go, baby. Net positive. We'll see you next week.
I mean, yeah, sure. It was a little weird, but on the net, it was a positive. Was a positive. You cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.